Welcome to this series of podcasts on mentoring. This podcast is about making the case for mentoring. In other podcasts in this series, we will look at how to approach mentoring in order to do it well and to get the most out of it, as both the mentor and the mentee. This could be helpful if you are deciding whether it would be worthwhile for you to take part in a mentoring program as a mentor or mentee. It could also be helpful if you are trying to persuade your employer to support your involvement in mentoring. We will look at why mentoring can be good for the mentee, good for the mentor, and good for their organization. We will also examine some of the common problems that occur when mentoring and what you can do to avoid them. You can download a handout titled Making the Case for Mentoring, which contains some of the key resources and articles containing evidence if you need more details. Part 1. What is mentoring? Mentoring is a relationship in which someone with more experience or a broader perspective in a particular role or activity, the mentor, helps someone with less experience in that area, the mentee, to develop the understanding and awareness that will help them to be successful and adapt quickly to new situations. Some organizations organize what they call peer mentoring, where people at the same level of experience are paired up for mutual support. More accurate terms for this might be buddying or co-worker support. This has been shown to have some of the same benefits of more traditional mentoring. However, calling this type peer support mentoring could generate inappropriate expectations amongst the participants, leading to lower levels of satisfaction with the outcomes. Mentoring has three main purposes. The first, career development support, helping individuals to take more control of their career progression and to develop their talents. This might include gaining clarity around career direction and decision making. The second, psychosocial support, helping individuals to fit into organizations, deal with change, or handle other challenging situations in the workplace. And thirdly, role modeling, helping new entrants to become more effective in a specific work role, such as management, by providing exposure to the exemplary thoughts and behaviors of someone with more experience.